El Nino is a periodic warming of the ocean temperatures over the eastern half of the Pacific Ocean along the equator. El Nino affects the weather patterns throughout the globe. Its biggest impacts are in the tropics, but it also, in the winter hemisphere, it'll also affect conditions in the middle latitudes.
When you say effects, what type of effects are we talking about?
Well, there's many types of effects. Some areas are wetter than normal, some are drier than normal, some may be warmer or colder than normal, others might have more winter storms. El Nino also affects the strength of the hurricane seasons across the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. So there are a lot of different impacts that El Nino produces, and it really depends on where you are as far as what types of effects you might feel.
We've been doing a number of stories on various droughts in Africa, for example, and some of the people we've spoken with said they were concerned about this being an El Nino year, fearing that it might bring more floods or more droughts. What's your view?
Historically, El Nino can affect the South African monsoon region, and that monsoon season goes from October through April. Typically, the South African monsoon is drier than normal. In a moderate or strong El Nino, the dryness could become more severe.
It sounds generally it has a somewhat dampening effect on some weather patterns.
In southern Africa, yes, especially southeastern Africa, Mozambique, Madagascar, places like that where they really rely on the monsoonal rains for their precipitation. Sometimes they can get substantially reduced rainfall, but it really depends on the strength of the El Nino.
How long is El Nino in effect?
El Nino developed in June, so it's still pretty early. Historically, El Ninos have lasted roughly a year. So at this time, we expect this El Nino to continue through February and most likely at least into the spring. But we're not quite sure how far through the spring or into next summer it might last at this time.
Can you tell how strong it might be?
There's some uncertainty, but we're expecting this to most likely be a moderate strength event as we start getting into November, December. Some of the computer models are suggesting it could be a strong event, but there's quite a bit of uncertainty in the forecast at this time.
Well, since you are talking to the people in Africa in this interview, what should they generally expect?
The main impacts from El Nino on Africa are in the South African monsoon region during October through April, and typically the monsoon rains are weaker than normal. People should think about how that might affect their agricultural practices or what crops they might want to plot accordingly for the expectation of less rainfall. Now, over equatorial eastern Africa, the rainfall tends to be enhanced during December, January, and February. But what impacts that has on agriculture, I really don't know.
Now, we've spoken about Africa. Can you tell us about some other areas of the world that might be greatly affected by this?
Sure. Generally, the western tropical Pacific Ocean in Indonesia receives below normal rainfall during El Nino, and we're already seeing those below normal rains in place. At the same time, you tend to have above normal rainfall across the eastern half of the Pacific Ocean. So we'll expect wetter conditions in the locations of the eastern Pacific and it's also along the western coast of South America where they can get sometimes a heavy rainfall and flooding and that. So that's an area of concern. Right now we're seeing El Nino helping to suppress the Atlantic hurricane season, and that's good news for the United States, and it's what we expected, a little bit weaker season than some of these very strong ones we've been seeing in recent years. So those are some of the impacts we're already seeing.
How exactly do you track El Nino?
Oh, we have many ways to monitor, predict, track, and understand El Nino. We use satellites that allow us to see the global wind patterns and air currents. We also have a whole set of ocean buoys out in the Pacific Ocean, and they were put there for the purpose of being able to monitor El Nino. So we have direct measurements out in the Pacific Ocean. Also from ships, we get ship reports, and people around the world send up still weather balloons and various different measuring tools. So we have a whole suite of tools that we can use to assemble so that we can see a picture of the climate and weather patterns throughout the globe, really on any given day.